This is Akashwani, the news read by Nitya Franco. In Jammu and Kashmir, relief and rescue operations are underway since Saturday as roads have closed down due to landslides following cloudburst in Seri Bagna area of Ramban district in Jammu region. Three people have been killed in the incident, including two children and one old person. More than 100 people have been rescued. There has been heavy hailstorm, multiple landslides and gusty winds throughout on Saturday in the Ramban region and the surrounding areas. The landslides and flash floods destroyed many properties in Ramban and also some vehicles along Srinagar-Jammu National Highway in Ramban area. Speaking to the media, Jammu Deputy SSP informed that NDRF and SDRF teams are conducting a joint operation to restore normalcy in the region.
यहाँ पे पुलिस एडमिनिस्ट्रेशन, सिविल एडमिनिस्ट्रेशन, एनडीआरएफ, एसडीआरएफ सारे मिलके और सिविल क्योरिटीज हमारी जो पुलिस के साथ एसोसिएशन है उनका, उसके अलावा बहुत खुशी की बात यह है कि सिविल लोग भी हमारे साथ मिलके काम कर रहे हैं। वो ये नहीं देख रहे हैं कि कौन है, जॉइंट एफर्ट्स लगा रहे हैं। और जिस तरह से दिन को सब ठीक लग रहा था कि मौसम ठीक हो जाएगा और कई जगहों पे हम क्लियरेंस भी कर चुके थे, लेकिन अभी आप बारिश दोबारा से शुरू हो गई है तो हमारा रेस्टोरेशन वर्क में थोड़ी सी प्रॉब्लम आ रही है। मुझे लगता है सुबह तक हम कुछ, अगर मौसम ठीक रहा तो इस वर्क को दोबारा से तेजी लाएंगे।
Meanwhile, the India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast thunderstorms and lightning with gusty winds at isolated places over Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Baltistan and Muzaffarabad today. Jammu and Kashmir government has directed closure of all schools in the valley on Monday in view of heavy rain, an official said. Education Minister Sakina Itu, in a post on X, said that in light of the continuing severe weather conditions and forecast, it has been decided that classwork in all schools of the valley shall remain suspended for one day on April 21st. She said that the decision has been taken as a precautionary step. Kashmir Valley has been lashed by heavy rains over the past 48 hours, even as the weather office has forecast more precipitation over the next 24 hours. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address civil servants on the occasion of the 17th Civil Services Day in New Delhi today. He will also confer the Prime Minister's awards for excellence in public administration. This year, 16 awards will be given by Mr. Modi in the categories of Holistic Development of Districts, Aspirational Blocks Program and Innovation to Civil Servants. U.S. Vice President James David Vance is coming on a four-day visit to India today. He's scheduled to reach Jaipur's Pink City in the evening. Along with Jaipur, he's scheduled to visit Agra as well. The U.S. Vice President is coming to Jaipur with his wife Usha Chilukuri, and the esteemed couple is proposed to visit heritage sites of Jaipur like Amer Mahal, City Palace and Jantar Mantar. Special arrangements have been made at these historical palaces to welcome the U.S. Vice President. Union Minister for Electronics and Information Technology Ashwini Vaishnav has said that Direct Benefit Transfer DBT initiative of Prime Minister Narendra Modi has saved 3,48,000 crore rupees by reducing leakage. Quoting a policy paper titled "A Quantitative Assessment of India's DBT System," Mr. Vaishnav in a social media post said that under this welfare delivery model, the coverage of beneficiaries has increased by 16 times. In IPL T20 cricket, Mumbai Indians defeated Chennai Super Kings by 9 wickets at Wankhede Stadium, Mumbai last night. Earlier put into bat, Chennai scored 176 runs for the loss of 5 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. Chasing the target, MI scored 177 runs for the loss of 1 wicket with 26 balls left and won the match. In another match, Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated Punjab Kings by 7 wickets at Maharaja Yadavendra Singh International Stadium in Chandigarh. And that's the end of this news bulletin.